Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Volodymyr Naumenko arrested on suspicion of defrauding foreign investors. Volodymyr Naumenko, a Ukrainian businessman, has been remanded into custody by the National Police of Ukraine on suspicion of defrauding foreign investors. Naumenko, along with his business partner Sergei Groza, founders of GN Terminal Enterprises, are accused of fraud and forgery involving the disappearance of over 100,000 tons of grain pledged to Innovatus Capital Partners. The duo had defaulted on substantial loan facilities provided by ICP and Argentum Creek Partners. In a recent development, Naumenko was caught trying to flee Ukraine with his bail set at UAH 557 million. Ana Paula Fermato of ICP expressed satisfaction with the arrest, seeing it as a step towards recovery for investors. John Patton of ACP also praised the Ukrainian legal system for protecting investors from economic crimes.
Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, appoints Frank Noodle II to Board of Directors. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, has appointed Frank Noodle II to its Board of Directors, bringing over 20 years of executive leadership experience in technology and life sciences. Noodle, currently the CEO of Channel Therapeutics Corporation, is known for his capital markets expertise and M&A success. His appointment supports Beeline's growth strategy in the investment lending market. Beeline Financial Holdings, Inc. is a mortgage fintech company revolutionizing property financing with its digital AI-powered platform. Headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency. For more information, visit makeabeeline.com.
Legendary investor Ray Dalio injected $309 million into gold in Q1. In recent weeks, the price of gold has experienced a significant drop, with analysts suggesting that investor sentiment has rapidly shifted, potentially contributing to the precious metals sell-off. Despite the volatility, some major players are taking renewed interest in this precious metal. Among them is billionaire investor Ray Dalio with his latest multi-million dollar injection. Ray Dalio has once again signaled confidence in gold's role as a core asset, even amid market turbulence. Gold industry actors like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will be watching the developments closely.
Stanchart creates private equity unit in the U.S. to strengthen investment banking. Standard Chartered, also known as Stanchart, has established a new team in the United States focused on private equity firms, hedge funds, and other financial investors. This move is part of their strategy to expand their investment banking business and increase revenue from financial clients. Stanchart is determined to pursue larger deals in the U.S. market with a dedicated team ready to form strong financial partnerships globally. Despite this development, investment banking firms like B. Riley Financial Inc., NASDAQ RLI, are unlikely to be overly concerned. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform that provides access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions for private and public companies looking to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Fortune marks first anniversary with $6.4 million funded, 1,000 small businesses supported, and national footprint established. Fortune, the fintech division of Luminar Media Group, Inc., celebrates its first anniversary with impressive milestones. In the past year, Fortune has deployed $6.4 million in working capital, completed nearly 1,000 funding transactions, and established a national presence in 38 states plus Puerto Rico, With over $5.6 million in total assets, Fortune has proven to be a trusted funding partner for small businesses. President and CEO Yoel Damas expressed pride in the company's growth, stating that this is just the beginning of redefining small business financing. VP of Finance Juan Sese emphasized the importance of building momentum and trust, with every dollar funded representing an opportunity created. Fortune's success highlights its commitment to providing responsible financing solutions to entrepreneurs nationwide.
SBC Medical's first quarter margins improve. Company announces share buyback program. SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc. reported improved margins in the first quarter of 2025, with earnings per share up 5% year over year. Despite a 14% decrease in revenue, the company saw a 15% increase in net income. SBC Medical, positioning itself as a leader in the cosmetic surgery market, ended the quarter with 251 clinics, up 36 from last year. To show confidence in its growth plan, the company announced a share buyback program of up to $5 million worth of shares starting on May 20, 2025. This move reflects SBC Medical's belief that its stock is undervalued and its commitment to enhancing shareholder value. Zenatex, NASDAQ DAS model, strategic acquisitions drive 92% revenue growth in Q1. Zenatech, traded on NASDAQ under Zena, experienced a remarkable 92% revenue growth in Q1, driven by its drone-as-a-service model and strategic acquisitions. The global commercial drone market is on a significant upswing, with projections showing a 10.6% CAGR through 2030. Zenatech's AI-powered drones cater to various industries like agriculture, infrastructure inspection, and public safety, offering innovative solutions for 3D mapping, barcode scanning, and more. By adopting a DAS model, Zenatech allows clients to access drones without the need for hardware purchases or maintenance, positioning itself as a key player in the evolving drone sector. With recent expansions in Europe and Dubai, as well as advancements in defense and proprietary innovation, Zenatech is well positioned for continued growth and success. Four stocks to watch in the $47 billion cellular therapeutics market. Cell-based therapeutics have evolved from experimental treatments to mainstream success, with the FDA approving 7 new therapies last year. Market researchers project the global cell therapy market to reach $47.72 billion by 2034, growing at a CAGR of 22.96%. Adia Nutrition Inc. is making waves with its stem cell therapies and organic supplements, recently uplisting to the OTCQB venture market. Fate Therapeutics received RMAT designation for its off-the-shelf CAR T-cell therapy, FT819, showing promise for lupus treatment. Pluri Inc. secured a patent for its immune cell expansion technologies, focusing on MAIT T-cells for solid tumor treatment. Ginkgo Bioworks reported a 27% revenue increase, positioning itself as a leader in cell programming and biosecurity. Investors are keeping a close eye on these companies in the booming cellular therapeutics market.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Aquafil Group, ECNL Q1 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Aquafil Group, ECNL.mi for Q1 2025. Despite macro environment uncertainty, ECNL saw improved profitability with a market recovery for fibers in the U.S. and increased sales of Econol products. EBITDA margins improved compared to the previous year, partly due to Econol sales accounting for 60.5% of fiber revenues. Quarterly results showed revenue, AdJ EBITDA, and AdJ EPS below estimates, impacted by decreased volumes in EMEA. However, AdJ EBITDA increased by 12.2% from the previous year. The company remains optimistic about growth in 2025, with strong Econol contributions to revenue and expected profitability improvements. Valuation ranges from 3.85 to 5.27, with a midpoint at 4.39.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp, NASDAQ CUN, reports Q3 results, eyes long-term gains with $100 project financing. SolarBank Corp, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker CUN and on CSE as SUNN, released its fiscal Q3 results, showing a year-to-date revenue of $29.1 million, down from $50.4 million last year. the company reported a net loss of $9 million due to higher costs and reduced EPC activity. SolarBank's assets increased by 395% to $194 million, and it secured up to $100 million in project financing for a 97-megawatt solar portfolio in the U.S. The company focuses on developing renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, announces $1.4 million reduction in note obligation. Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, has announced a significant reduction in its note obligation to Janbella Group, LLC. The original note of $540,000, with additional conditional obligations totaling $1,260,000, has been amended to a total of $400,000. This reduced balance will be paid in four monthly installments, with the first payment already made. CEO Daniel Contreras highlighted the company's strong business operations as the driving force behind this decision, along with the previously announced share buyback program. CFO Daniel Gilcher expressed gratitude to Janbella for working towards a mutually beneficial outcome. Telvantis, a U.S.-based communications technology company, is focused on delivering high-volume, reliable messaging, voice, and digital communication solutions to various sectors. The company is headquartered in Miami Beach, FL.
Market alert, Dario Health receives $3 price target and buy rating. Everything you need to know. Litchfield Hills Research has initiated coverage of Dario Health Corp, NASDAQ DRIO, with a buy rating and a $3 price target, representing potential upside of over 350%. Dario Health has successfully pivoted to a B2B2C approach, showing impressive growth in Q4 2024. The $3 price target is based on future earnings, with Dario projected to reach GAAP breakeven in the second half of 2026. Dario's unique platform addresses multiple chronic conditions, giving it a competitive edge. The company's expansion into the GLP-1 weight management space and strategic partnerships position it for growth. With a strong balance sheet and key partnerships, Dario Health is poised to capitalize on the demand for integrated digital health solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArAmp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.